The Slave Breaker by Josh,
Mackenzie,
Oliver,
Thomas,
and Julian. It was 1843, and the famous orator Frederick Douglass had come to speak at an anti-slavery convention in New York and share his experiences with slavery.
Ladies and gentlemen of the abolitionist movement, please welcome Frederick Douglass to the stage.
Wow, you folks really know how to make a man feel welcome.
Now, Mr. Douglass, please tell us all about the horrors of slavery you have endured.
I slowly opened my eyes to the harsh Maryland sunlight as I heard the shouts of slave breaker Covey.
Boy! Boy, where are you? Get up, you lazy bastard!
I had barely gotten any sleep, and his shouting seemed distant.
Get up!
Let me go!
If you haven't prepared 160 bundles of wheat by sunset, I'll whip you until the soil reeks of your blood.
I had tried to work with the other slaves, but the scars from the previous day's beating still tore at me, and the sunlight felt like fire against my skin.
I think I'm gonna pass out.
Keep working!
Covey was about to whip me again, but I decided then that I wouldn't let him. I grabbed his hand as the whip fell and punched him in his ugly face, not thinking once to hold anything back. I watched as he stumbled back and covered his face with his hand.
How dare you, bloody child!
The battle went on and on until finally...
Stop! Stop! Stop!
What? Have you given up?
We'll call it a draw, you varmint. You can go rest, but you'll be back to work at dawn tomorrow.
I walked away, pleased with my small victory, but paranoid that Covey would sneak up on me and attack me again. Luckily, he didn't. From that point onwards, I never surrendered to slavery. I kept my guard up, violence or not. This fight showed me that slavery could be beaten.
And that is the story of how Frederick Douglass beat the slave breaker, Covey, and began his lifelong battle against slavery.